Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about fear. A lot of us struggle with fear. Of course, the Bible talks about fear a lot, over 300 times. Sometimes I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, it's mentioned 365 times in the Bible, so one for each day. And so I think God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that we would be tempted to struggle with fear. Yet the good news is today is that fear does not come from God. I want to say that again. Fear does not come from God. Yet I know that sometimes you're like, okay, Greg, how can you say that? I get people say that to me sometimes. Say, well, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." So, friends, God did not give us fear. That is from the enemy. And, of course, that's from the sin back in Genesis with Adam and Eve. And we've struggled with fear ever since. And yet, I want to remind you today, fear does not come from God. Being timid does not either. Sometimes people's personalities, I say, well, you know, they're kind of timid. And, you know, it's good to be cautious, but God does not want us to have a spirit of fear or timidity. But I think the thing that's so hard for people as I kind of evaluate my 50-plus years of life is that, you know, that second part of the verse says that God did not give us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And when you sit there and you see power and then love, you're like, that doesn't really go together, friends. But that's one of the things I think that if I look at my own life, that I've not stood on that promise that God gives us power. He wants to give us power. He wants to give us strength. And, you know, talks about having faith like a mustard seed, you know, and you can move mountains. And yet, I think a lot of times we kind of get weak and we get timid or we get in fear and we don't rely on the power that God wants to give us. And so, know today, God didn't give you that spirit of fear and timidity, but he gives you power, love, and self-discipline. That is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And maybe that's one you're like, you know what, Greg? You are speaking to me. You are reading my mind. Have you been reading my journal? How did you know I've been struggling with fear and being timid in so many situations in my life? And write that 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 on post-it notes and put it in your bathroom mirror, put it on the coffee pot, on the refrigerator, on the light switches, on the dashboard of your car, on your laptop, in your wallet. Just places that you will see it when you start to get in fear and be timid, that say, no, that does not come from God. And as a child of the Most High God, you need to stand on the promises of God's word. And God wants to give you power. I mean, Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so know that God wants to give you power, but yet he also gives you love. One, he wants you to know that he loves you. That's why Jesus came, to take all the sins of the world so that we would not be separated from God anymore. But also, because John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So the greatest act of love ever known to this world, for God so loved the world. And as the old saying goes, you can love without giving, but you cannot give without loving. Actually, I said that backwards. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And so, you know, that's just so true, friends. When, you know, when somebody loves you, when they give you something, and I don't mean just gifts. I'm talking about their time. Gifts are great, absolutely, and that's a huge way, and some people, that's their gift. I mean, and no pun intended, you get a gift, but God gives us all spiritual gifts, and some people have the gift of generosity and giving gifts, and doesn't have to be a large gift. Got a precious lady, Ruthie Donaldson, that makes handmade journals for people, and just they're precious. They're so personal and nice. And, you know, she spends a lot of time and effort and thought into those. And it's not a huge expense. Don't get me wrong. She's got some. But the thought that goes into it, and when she gives that gift, oh, man, it just people feel like, you know, she gave them a $100 gift card to a nice restaurant because they know how much thought and love that went into that. And then that self-discipline part. You know, God gives us self-discipline. And to me, that's about making choices, making choices. You know, it's my, you got to realize each day we all make probably over 1,000 choices. I know the research, it's even a lot more than that, but I'll be conservative. 1,000 choices a day between what time you'll get up, what you're going to eat, you know, what you're going to drink, what you're going to watch on TV, whether you're going to pay your bills, whether you're going to exercise or not, whether you're going to drink water, you know, instead of soft drinks. I mean, decide to call somebody, decide to schedule that doctor's appointment. And yet God says, you know what, hey, I'm going to give you self-discipline. I'm going to help you with your choices and make wiser choices. I think another verse that's helped me with fear is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. It's Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Friends, isn't that comforting to know today that God will go with us wherever we go today? There's no conversation, no meeting, no doctor's appointment, no dentist appointment, nothing that we will go through today that God will not go with us. It's one of the things that's I love about being a follower of Jesus, the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one, the Trinity. And so many times when I've gone into a meeting before, and maybe I was meeting, it could have been just with one person, but sometimes it could maybe be with two or three people, and I've always prayed before I go in those meetings and invited God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to be with me, so I feel like I've got a team. There's a team of four. It's just not me. And maybe that's something you want to start practicing doing. It's brought me a lot of confidence and helped me to be strong and courageous, like Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 says. And then, of course, the last part of that powerful verse, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And, you know, because people leave us sometimes, we have loved ones, and, of course, obviously, nobody lives forever here on this earth. And that can be painful at times. But, you know, we have children that, you know, family members sometimes that kind of forsake us and they leave us. We have, unfortunately, divorces where, you know, spouses leave. And, I mean, sometimes we feel like, and the enemy wants you to think, you know, God's going to leave you too. And, friends, that's not true. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. And yet the enemy wants you to think that God is going to forsake you and he will not go with you with whatever you're dealing with today. Yet I want to encourage you today to stand on Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, and maybe you want to write that verse down too so you can read it each day. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed or we feel alone. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6 says, so we can say with confidence that the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Once again, friends, we don't have to be in fear today. And I like it. It just doesn't say we say the Lord is my helper and I won't be afraid. What can man do to me? I love that God's a God of details. And he says specifically in the very first part of that verse, so we can say with confidence. Sometimes we kind of read Bible verse and we kind of just kind of mumble through it. And yet, man, we need to say it with confidence. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, another great verse about fear. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, some of you listen today, you didn't know that God was right-handed. That's so bad. I know. About once a year I have to tell that joke. And, friends, bottom line is God wants to give you strength today. But not only does he want you to give you strength when you're kind of weary and just really fatigued mentally, emotionally, physically. He not only wants to give you strength, he wants to help you. He wants to help you. In fact, when I typed that verse out, preparing for today's program, I capitalized that word help. Friends, God loves to help you. So know that today and stand on that promise in Isaiah 41:10 that God will strengthen you, he will help you, and he will uphold you with his righteous right hand. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Friends, we're going to have challenging circumstances. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about dealing with pain. I think sometimes we think, well, this side of heaven I shouldn't have to have pain. And yet, unfortunately, part of living in this fallen world is we are going to have pain. And so I just want to encourage you, make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about the law of pain. I've been reading a book by John Maxwell, a former pastor. He went into leadership the other day, but all his leadership principles are based on the Bible. And he's got a wonderful book I've been reading, started reading in mid-April, called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And he has one called The Law of Pain. Good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. And yet, we don't like pain, friends. Yet, if I'm honest, that's when God's done some of his best work in my life, is when I've gone through painful times and the enemy's tried to cause me to doubt that God's there. But just like Jesus said, I will give you peace. You don't have to be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And I give you peace that the world does not give. Psalm 29, verse 11 says, "The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace." Once again, friends, when you're weak and weary, and sometimes when we get fatigued, it's easy to get in fear. But Psalm 29, 11 reminds us that God gives his people strength, and not only that, he blesses them with peace. Sometimes when we're going in those seasons of waiting, it just seems like forever, and you're like, "God, are you hearing my prayers? Are they getting past the ceiling? Are you sending my prayers to voicemail?" Anybody been there? Oh, my goodness. I've been there too many times to count. But Psalm 28, verse 14 is a verse that's really helped me during those seasons of waiting. It says, "Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous." Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. You know, God knows that sometimes I'm a little slow. I kind of don't focus. Sometimes I'm reading the Bible, and I'm thankful in that one verse he put the word patiently twice. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. And sometimes we do have to wait patiently. But God said, "I know it's going to be hard for you." So I'm going to remind you that twice. I want to close with a couple of verses that help us with fear. If God is for us, who can be ever against us? Romans 8:31. And then Romans 8:37, one of my favorites. "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." So friends, know today that you don't have to be in fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.